broadcast through the DirtTrackChannel.com. Welcome you on board, Ian Dibbitt, Graham Standry, Aaron Trevier, international midget on the night of high drama. Alex Bright, Nathan Smith, international front row, lead them round. Here we go, we're racing. Whoa, hi, what's going on? What pickets and last is coming through from the back? Let's see how this race unfolds here tonight. Oh, big wheel stand from Aidan Williams. He just had to get off the gas. Now with a big slide job attempt on Buckwalter. Your race leader, though, is Nathan Smee. Alex Bright in second. Buckwalter in third. 27 Williams running in fourth. Here we go back to the car driven by Brock Maskevich running in fifth. Oh, one around. It's Michael Brunt. So Michael Brunt goes round. And that was the contact with 26 Dane Maxwell. And that'll bring on a yellow with two in the books. Graham Standry.
That was just an accumulation of cars, just nose to tailing, and the last guy in is always the guy that pays the price. Everyone else got going, but Alex Bright's obviously chosen to run the high groove, which is around the outside. Now, he's got his right rear hard against the cushion. That's like putting the right rear of your road car against the curb, and you get a lot extra grip like that and can lean on it, and that stops the car from going quite so sideways. But remember, it's a very, very long way around there, and it's a long race, so I hope he can sustain it, keep it going.
So the blackboard is coming out, Dibs.
Yep, Scotty Buckley, shame for him after having a good night. Run last meeting, but not to be denied.
He did have a good night, and his engine did sound like it possibly had like a cracked header or something like that. So it'll be just a noise that would have progressively got worse, and we'd have had to pull him out at a later stage.
So challenging there, the restart order 33.79.27.5. 33.79.25, that's what we've got. So Simon Wee's got the towel on his head.
25's on the infield, so it'll be 33.79, and then Brian Clawson in car number 6.
Right.
Yep, you're right there.
TQ still to come up, and also the Formula 2 feature coming out a little later on.
How's the time looking, Derbs?
It's looking very good. It's just on 5 minutes past, or 2 minutes past 10. Two after 10, and we're looking forward to seeing. Alex Bright would be having his luckiest little run there now. He's qualified well up front, but he's still got to finish the race. And let's have a look further back. We've got the 99 car, and we watched Larson just following Michael through lots of heavy traffic, and probably about 15 cars to pass still.
Absolutely. So
good effort from Mark Mullins there to be up there in car number 19, qualified way up the field in 11th place. So let's keep our eye on him as well.
Okay, here we go, Eastern Springs. Two in the books, 23 to go. Alex Bright from Pennsylvania. Then we got Nathan Smee from Sydney. Steve Buckwalter from Pennsylvania. And the first Kiwi, Hayden Williams. Let's go racing. 23 to go. International midget feature. We're away. Yes, we are. So what's going on here? They go automatically, go straight to the top shelf, goes Buckwalter trying to get a drive around the outside of Nathan Smee. Smee just getting out in front of him. Yes, he does. Now this time they go. Watch the back markets. Pickens and Larson coming through from the back. The two Americans trying to run high. Oh, Buckwalter always the most. Is it coming together with Williams? Well, those two had a great battle. Did they want in the 30 lapper? Buckwalter, Williams just gets that car in front of him. Buckwalter doesn't get off the gas. Racing fast and furious. Where's Pickens? He's coming through. Larson right behind him. But the American out in front. He is doing a great job as Alex Bright. In second place is Nathan Smee. In third place is Aidan Williams. Then we go back to Dinah Buckwalter. That's your top four at the moment. Brian Clawson coming through as well. Buckwalter gets round the outside of the 27 of Williams. Well, Larson and Pickens now. Larson's got round Pickens. $500 on Larson to see, can you do it? Well, that's what's happening at the moment. Alex Bright, your race leader. In second place, Nathan Smee. In third place, Buckwalter. Buckwalter just has to try to have a big look this time round the outside. Pickens. Province with 91 O'Connor. Well, Smee this time just checked up in front of them. What's going on? Big hunks of clay as Buckwalter goes right out wide. Oh, almost has it coming together with Williams. Whoa, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Larson is turning it up from the back, as too is Jerry Coons Jr. So that's where it's all at. Larson, Williams and Buckwalter come together. And Williams into the fence.
And number 99, hit him too. Hit the stationary car. Let's have a look, see if he's got any damage.
99, hit him.
Done.
His race is done. He has a flat right rear tyre. The sidewall on these cars, the sidewall on the tyres is so thin, he just tagged the 27 car as he went
Larson.
Past, and the tyre deflated immediately. So unfortunately, Kyle Larson's run of four consecutive feature races, due to be five,
I
is
mean,
over.
No, not, I shouldn't have sworn.
So, 33 Alex Bright, 7 Australian Nathan Smee, 9 USA Steve Buckwalter, and Larson's race has been run tonight.
Yeah, he couldn't avoid that. He was running the high groove and just tagged, like I said, just tagged the right rear against the other car, and the sidewalls on these tyres are very, very thin, and it only takes a nick of something sharp and bang, immediately flat tyre.
Well, Brian Clawson now running in fourth.
Yeah, he's doing a great job in the Beast Fontana engine, Beast car owned by somebody.
Okay, so that is a shame for Young Money, Kyle Larson. Laps starting to count down there, so... Six laps complete, 19 to go. It's still an international top four. So it's still an international top four at the moment. We got the 33 of Alex Bright, 7 Australia, 9 USA, 6 USA, 2 New Zealand, 5 New Zealand, 85. Now a bit of a pickings though. He could still do it, Derbs.
I think he could too, but he's he had a bit of a couple of bangs there too. Let's not identifying any damage to the car just yet. But those front runners are pretty, the 33 car doing a good job.
Well, both of them electing 33 and 9 running right out wide, and C7 running nice and low. Graham, what happened down there?
Okay, Kyle's just getting out of his car. We're going to go green, so you're going to miss me, but get me in next interval.
Will do. Next interval, certainly, Graham. Here we go. We're racing away. So what's going to happen out here? Let's see. Well, fast and furious at the moment. Out in front, though, it is 33 USA. Then we go back to 7 Australia, 9 USA. So that will be how it looks at the moment. Then we got the 6 of Brian Clawson. Oh, the bullet. Pickens and Coons. Pickens and Coons having a real good battle together. That's where it's all at the moment. As Nathan Smee drives at the front, he does. So Nathan Smee hits the front, so maybe the low line is where it's at. And Brian Clawson gets onto the bottom of the grid position, number 3. Can you believe it? Brian Clawson now is running in third position as we got a real battle heading up out front. This is where it's all at the moment. Oh, Buckwalter gets that car real wide. They both try, hammer to dong, to try and grab some positions on this one international midget feature here tonight on what has been a high drama New Zealand Sprint Car title. Jonathan Allard's engine expiring after leading for 33 laps. Viewers, can you believe it? Great battle, exchanging positions up in front. The top four cars, you can throw a blanket over. It's going to make fantastic coverage on the dirt as Clawson and Buckwalter come together on the back straight. We've got a yellow upside down on the back straightaway. Well, what's going on there? That's... Cars getting attended to at the moment. Gently does it. The 2NZ of Chris McCutcheon. Well, the Bearing Wholesale number 2, Graham Standring.
I'm down here at the moment with a very disappointed Kyle Larson. Kyle, you tagged something, your right rear, the sidewall's torn out of it, Nerf bar's torn off. Just how did you see it?
Well, there was that wreck off of 4, and I was battling the 2 car and got squeezed in the wreck and ended up with a flat. I just wish they could change the rules here so we could change the tire under yellow, because we were already up to 5th and had a really good shot at winning. So just disappointed, but fun while it lasted.
Yeah, and thanks very much. It's been absolutely fabulous having you here, and just all the best with your career in the United States throughout this your summer.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks all the fans for coming out. This is a great crowd again. So it's been an exciting feature, and I think it's just going to get better.
Now, give us a call. Who's going to win it?
Clawson's looking good on the bottom, but Smee's really good on the bottom, and he's not going to get off of that. So Alex Bright, he's doing good up top. It's just the cushion's getting trickier and trickier to run. So if he can limit his mistakes, he can definitely win it.
Cool, thank you.
So the restart order with how many laps to go, Derbs?
10 done. 15 to go. 15 from 10. 10 is 25, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
We go down. It's all fingers and toes today. When there's no electronic timing. So Yvonne doing a fantastic job next door.
Lights are off. We've got 15 laps to go. Here we go. Brian Clawson up to third. Let's see what hammers down this time. And here we go. We're racing. So fast and furious. What's going on? Well, Big Papa Smoke came out of the Clawson car. I hope that maybe it was meant to go. Three cars running the top shelf, but they're all three Americans.
Michael
Pickens as well. So let's have a look at what happens in that top shelf. Bright just has to get off the gas. He's committed to running there. Buck Bottle's up there as well.
Coon's
coming through. Pickens coming through. This is going to be a grandstand effort, this one. As they're all following themselves through on a very tricky racetrack.
Oh,
Coon's in the fence. Whoa, that could have ended in tears. Smee, he's your race leader. No, Bright back in front. Pickens coming through. Oh, Clawson got that car just a little bit loose in front of Buckwalter, who's really got that cushion working hard. He knows what he's got to do.
Pickens is
coming. Michael Pickens from the back. That's going to make things interesting, isn't it? So now we're going to start to see these cars work. These cars are going to try everything they've got. Buckwalter up to third. He got round the outside of Clawson. Alex Bright is still your race leader. Oh no, Clawson just checked up in front of Buckwalter. Three Americans running the top shelf and Michael Pickens. Who's going to be daring enough to go down low? Let's have a look this time round. Buckwalter again determined to run up high. Your race leader is still a neck and neck between Alex Bright and Nathan Smee from Australia. Big slide job at Mick down here. Wow, they're all going at it, all of them. Beautiful stuff. Buckwalter tried a massive slide job. Couldn't quite pay it off as Pickens now tries a slide job on him. Well, this is where the action is up front. Alex Bright, I think, is your race leader. He is. Well, they're exchanging positions at every opportunity they've got. What's going on? Pickens now trying the bottom. Well, this is where it's all happening up front. Action aplenty here at Western Springs Speedway. I haven't seen a feature like this for some years. We've got Alex Bright, your race leader. I think it's Nathan Smeed. Oh, Bright checks up. Oh, Bright's car. We're in terminal. Something's died on Bright's car. And that'll bring on a yellow. Can you believe it? Pickens is up to second as Bright will bring on a yellow. Well, I didn't see that coming, Western Springs.
Well, everything's changed now, and it's all turned turtle tonight. Michael coming back, he's got the challenge of 99 Larson being out of the race, so he's got his concentration all by himself in the Buckley car. So let's have a look. He's going to think he's in second place. What do you think he's in?
Well, I thought he was in fourth.
Okay, well, he's up there and dicing for second and third. Out comes the famous blackboard. And we'll be looking to see exactly what it says on that board.
Graham Standring.
Okay, Kyle Larson, talk us through what's going through their minds and who you think's going to win it and why.
My pick's Pickens, but, you know, if Clawson can get a good start here and get around Smee and get back to the bottom, I think he could win it. But it's going to be a good race. It's been really exciting so far. Just wish I was out there.
So do we.
So it should be 6, 1, 9, and 4.
That's what I reckon.
6, 1, 9, and 4.
But 7 in front of those.
Yeah, obviously 7 in front of those. Yeah, sorry. We assumed. 7, 1, 9. Oh, well, there you go. I didn't see that. So Pickens now. Come on, Western Springs. Can Michael Pickens do it from the back?
Yes, they're saying yes.
Well, he'd be so happy. He would be ecstatic.
He's left his best till the end of the International Series.
Well, Clawson's not happy. He's not having a bar of it.
Now, from Block 12, I'd like to hear Gwen and Rebecca going for it here. So they're the two Australians that are here, and Harley as well. So it's Australia versus New Zealand versus America at this stage.
Well, we already know that Australians taking the New Zealand championship. So are we going to have an Australian win this one tonight?
Could well do.
Well, Clawson, no, he's going in front of Pickens. And Buckwalter's going behind. What's going on?
Mind you.
How's the time, Dubs?
It's good, looking pretty good. I'll tell you what, it's important to them, though, to get it right, because they've only got a...
Well, plenty of
how,
money
how many laps
too.
To go? How many laps to go, Yvonne? Yvonne's just... How many?
Seven to go.
That's all. That last few laps went quickly.
Simon Lee is... waving that blackboard around. Now the lights are off, so...
Lights are out, but Alex Bright lost a differential. That's why he race stopped.
Okay, this time round, Western Springs, we're going to let it all loose.
Seven laps
to go. Here we are. We're racing away. Oh, Pickett got checked up by Clausen. So now we pick it straight to the top shelf. Oh, everyone goes down nice and low. That's where it's all at the moment. Pickett, the only one right out there. Oh, Clausen just got out in front of him. Brian Clausen just got way out in front of him. Oh, Pickett has made a mistake. Oh, Pickett has died. No, he's got going again. Dave Chick now up to 4-3rd. Well, this race has had everything you can ever
Pickett's
dream of.
Pickett's in trouble with his car.
Pickett has got real dramas with his car. So, wow, what's going on there? I don't know exactly, but we'll find out. Dave Chick now running in third place. Five laps to go, Western Springs. International Midget Car feature here tonight. Rounding off this brilliant series of racing. Will Tyrewear come into it as Dave Chick goes low side on car number 6. Chick and Clausen come together. Buckwalter still riding high at the high line, as too does Clausen now. 4 laps to go. Well, we've got a grandstand finish coming up for you here, I can tell you that. Nathan Smee from Australia. 3 laps to go as Pickett again makes a mistake.
Clausen.
Buckwalter almost into the fence. Well, I tell you what, 3 laps to go. We have seen it all. Nathan Smee from Australia. Clausen now throwing everything he's got at them.
And a borrowed car.
And a borrowed car as well. How's the tyre wear looking, I would suggest?
White flag.
White flag, 1 to go. Hasn't Dave Chick done a great job?
He's done a fantastic job.
Nathan Smee from Sydney, New South Wales is your race leader. In second place, I don't know who it is. I think it's Dave Chick. I think it could be Brian Clausen. Let's see what happens here. Into 3 out of 4 they come. Nathan Smee, Dave Chick, Brian Clausen. Then we went back to Steve Buckwalter. We'll see how the timing got it through. Michael Pickens finished further back. He's straight up on the infield. Brian Clausen was awarded with 2nd, Dave Chick 3rd, and Steve Buckwalter rounding out the top 4.
Like,
well,
Mark Cooper not here, but he'd be happy. I bet he knows already that he's won it. That'll be the quick the way it works over there in Australia. What a great drive. We can put him up on the screen very shortly, but 7, 6, 4, 9. There they go. That's the confirmation of the midget feature over 25 drama-filled laps. 7, 6, 4, 9. And then we had Jared Wade coming in fifth place. What a great drive from the master up front there, the Australian, in Nathan Smee. Coming out very shortly, the TQ midget feature and a big field of cars coming out for them. We've got 20 minutes. Let's see if we can get this one right through. Let's go to the grids before we cross down to Graham again. You might want to have a little bit of a talk before it finishes. Okay, TQ feature over, I don't know how many laps, 15 it normally is. Grid number 1, car number 16, Ryan Barry. Grid number 2, car number 33, Dylan McGregor. Grid number 3, car number 88, belongs to Scott Baker. Grid number 4, car 1NZ, Craig Todd. Grid number 5, 3NZ, Jared Taylor. On 6 will be car number 15, Ryan Baker. Grid number 7, car number 99, Jason Corbett. On 8 will be car number 5, Tony Josephs. Grid number 9 will be car number 2NZ, Dwayne Todd. On 10, grid number 17, Dion Anstey. We're going quick because we're running out of time. Grid number 11, car number 87, Michael Gurnett. Grid number 12, car number 51, Brad Curtin. On 13 will be car number 6, Sean Cook. Grid number 14, car number 4, Stephen Smith. Grid number 15, car number 11, Aaron Wrightson. Grid number 16, car number 71. And that is Danny Keane. Grid number 17, car number 9, Rachel Melrose. On 18, car number 42, Mitch Watts. Grid number 19 will be car number 18, Shane Phillips. And finally, from the back, car number 64, Jenna Harris on grid number 20.
Graham Standring, what's going down?
Okay, I'm right here with Alex Bright now. I'm not Alex Bright, sorry. Nathan Smee. Nathan, fantastic drive. I mean, there was pressure of all sorts. You could see Alex right there with you the whole race, and then he just disappeared. But what was going through your mind in the last yellows?
Oh, you know what I mean? I looked up there and seen Michael and Brian Clawson there, but I mean, you know, it's hard to run the top there for hole 25, you know what I mean? I stuck to my guns at the bottom even with Brighty there, but I mean, I just tried to hold my line and not make any mistakes, and I was, you know, it took a while for that white flag to come out, but I was glad to see it.
Yeah, no, really struck some form in that last feature race. Once you get through the heat race, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If you can get through the heat races and qualify at the front, just makes your job so much easier. I mean, you have to try and use the car up, but I mean, there's so many quick cars here, so, you know, just so much easier for the front.
Well done. Good on you. Two Australians tonight.
Yeah, you know, yeah, so, you know what I mean, it's just good for, you know, all the crew that's here, Mark, Harley and Gal, you know, a couple of my mates from Australia, and they've worked hard, and, you know, I haven't probably put the good performances I should be over here, but, I mean, thanks to them and my car, and Mark Cooper's not here, my sister, American Racers, Spike Shocks, S-Liga Motors, ARS Shocks, all the things that make this car go fast. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nathan.